This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Body camera footage has been released in the police shooting of a 19-year-old man in Loveland last week. The police also released a recording of the 911 call that led officers to his house. The 911 caller says the man was experiencing a mental health crisis and she asked for help getting him under control. The body camera footage shows the man holding a knife in the yard when the officer got there and the officer shooting as the man walks toward him. The incident is under investigation by the neighboring Fort Collins police. The man, Alex Domino, has so far survived the shooting. His family's lawyer says he has undergone 5 surgeries and is still in the hospital. A Arvada police officer accidentally shot one of his colleagues last night. The officers were responding to a call that a man was down on the ground in a backyard. The department hasn't explained what caused the officer to fire his weapon, only telling 9 News there was, quote, concern of a threat. The officer who was shot had minor injuries. The man police were originally called to check on was having medical issues. The Colorado State Fair opened in Pueblo today. The fair runs through Labor Day. There's a new rodeo event where 36 saddle bronc riders will compete. Some festivities had to be scrapped last year because of the pandemic restrictions, but most of those limitations are gone this time. The fair attracts 4,000 to 5,000 people during a typical year. And if you plan on heading to the fair this weekend, expect sunny skies and warm temperatures in Pueblo with a slight chance for afternoon storms on Sunday. Right now in Denver, it's 94 degrees, and in Boulder, it's 90 degrees. This is CPR News.